Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about how to be good at sex. When I was young, long before I ever had sex, I was so afraid of being bad at sex. I got some books from my parents about our changing bodies, and there was a few things in there about what women like and things like what the clitoris is, and I knew enough to know that you could be clueless, but not so much that I felt like I wasn't clueless. And I was so afraid of being a bad lover. I remember seeing, I think it was the Revenge of the Nerds movie, which is so full of horrific Me Too sexual assault and just terrible things when you go back and watch it now. But there was a line when the nerdy guy pleases the cheerleader and says, like, you know, the jocks are all they think about is sports, and all we think about is sex. Ha ha ha. And it was like, that's why he was such a good lover. And there was a time when I thought that the route to being a good lover was by learning how to do things and learning the techniques and learning positions. And of course, you know, the worst thing you can do is look at porn and try to go, oh, well, look at how dramatically this woman is responding. So clearly what this gentleman is doing is exactly what women like, just fucking as hard as he can. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, slapping her in the face every once in a while, like, sweet, now I know how to make love. Side note, I was so freaked out when I was younger about being a bad lover and about not lasting long enough, about coming too quickly, because I learned that, at least in the book, that most women took, you know, whatever, 20 minutes to build up their excitement, and most guys lasted 5 or something like that. And so most women were not climaxing during sex. And I was so freaked out about being one of those insensitive guys that could not please a woman, that I had a 10 plus year period where I almost never climaxed with a partner. I had to build this crazy level of trust because I was so afraid of coming too quickly that I just couldn't come at all. Sweet, right? But anyway, I want to talk about what does make good sex. How can you be good at sex? Because while learning techniques I don't think is important, learning anatomy is. I think that understanding the way that your body works and the parts of your body, and far more important, the way that a body that you are trying to please and connect with, that is important. So don't learn the triple fingered loop-de-loop. Learn where the clitoral hood is, learn the depth of where the clitoris goes down inside, and where the clitoris, like, these are the things, where there's sensitivity, where there's maybe not so much sensitivity, for the common anatomy. But also understanding that there's no such thing as being a good lover because you know how to have sex and be a good lover. You can't walk into a bedroom, be matched with a person, and go, all right, I'm now gonna be good at this with you. Because everybody's different. Yes, we share certain anatomical things between our similar bodies or dissimilar opposites. But if you learn how to please your girlfriend in high school and then expect that that's the way you're gonna please all the women in your life, you're gonna be in for disappointing a lot of people. So I think by far the number one tip that I would give is be man enough to ask what someone likes. If your partner expects you to know what to do, they are immature and do not understand the complexities and diversity within bodies. There was a website that I just, well, not just a while ago, I got a membership to. I think it's called OMG Yes. It's a really cool website where it goes to interviews with different women and then has like an interactive tutorial on the things that they like, the way they like to be touched, and the way they touch themselves. And the thing that I thought was so mind-blowing was that they would contradict each other. You know, Mandy would say, I like hard pressure here, and you don't you dare touch me here. And then Suzanne would say, I need light tapping just around here, but don't, if please, if you touch here, it's going to just ruin it for me. Another person says, I need a consistent rhythm. Another person says, I need a pause and then a speeding up and then a pause. And it's like, dude, you can't just walk into a bedroom and figure this shit out. And if you, on both sides, if you have an expectation that you could just be master lover without this dialogue, you're not, it's not going to work. Now, the dialogue doesn't have to be like sitting down with graph paper and, you know, specking it out, but there does have to be some understanding and some, I think, establishment that we're partners in this. You know, I want you to show me what you like. I want you to move my head to the place that you like. I want you to slow me down if I'm going too fast, or give me, here's a signal if you want me to loosen up the pressure. Do you mind showing me how you like it? All of these things, these are not demonstrations of a lack of good loverness. These are the very things that make a good lover. Another thing that I think is critical is letting go of the objectives of sex. As guys, we've been so focused on our masturbation for most of our life is very climax based. And so we fall into a trap often of trying to make our partners climax. And this backfires for a few reasons. One, but the main one is because that pressure is the biggest obstacle for a woman getting comfortable enough to climax. And I apologize, I'm speaking on behalf of the books and the women that I've talked to. I do not identify as a woman, but I think this is important for a guy to understand, and you can ask women if they will agree or disagree. But if a woman feels like you're like, what do I need to do to make you come? You know, then that's gonna be, she's gonna be like, well, stop with that attitude, because that pressure, not gonna work. Why don't we stop thinking about orgasm? Give me some back massage, rub me all over the place, and let's just get loose together and get comfortable together. If you make your focus on, can I connect with this person? Can I explore their body? Can I appreciate and notice all the things that make them them? That is the way you get to a place where arousal is gonna happen. But if you get too focused on finish line, you've missed the point. Men often think of it as a race. Women appreciate it like a dance. And so if you are, while you are, you know, so intimately connected with your partner's body, if you're thinking, is this working? Is this working? Is this working? Is this getting to where we need to go? You're not present. And the magic ingredient of connection is not gonna happen. You just gotta be super present and then check in, listen to, like, if she's moving, move towards the things that seem to be good, move slow away from the things that don't, and then check in, say, how's that? Not with like, is that gonna make you come? Are you about to come? No, just like, how's that? You know, just to reiterate that like everyone's different, I just recently read a book called She Comes First, which is about a helping a guy to learn techniques of oral pleasure on a woman. And I learned all these techniques, you know, and then I came to the bedroom with my primary partner and I'm like ready to blow her mind. And she wasn't a fan. She did not really, she's like, can you go back to the way that I taught you how to do it? Like, this is fun, this is cool, but if now that, you know, you've showed me, you know, we took a tour of these different things, and sure, you can bring those into foreplay time every once in a while. Go back to what I like. So I think that it's important to know that your partner's experience is the only authority. if you can bring in techniques and say, hey, some people like this. I had another thing recently where my partner was like, do you like that, what you're doing right now? Do you like it? And I said, I know that some women like when there's pressure. And she's like, oh, okay, well, if you don't like it, then I would rather you not do that. I'm like, okay. I recently saw a Facebook Live that Dave Buddha did, and he had all sorts of really cool advice on connection and dialogue and things like, before, I won't get exactly what he said, but before he's intimate, he talks with someone about what their expectations of are from one another, their sexual STD history and situation, and really establishing like expectations of during and after, which I thought was so awesome because there have been times when I have had a mutually consensual one night stand, beautiful experience. And then I was under the impression that if I called the next day, I would be violating the one night stand container. And they thought that by me not calling the next day, I was kind of like an asshole for not checking on her the next day. And I was like, oh, wow, this would have been a really good thing for us to talk about because we both had our own interpretation of what a gesture meant. Let's have that conversation rather than have any resentment or regret. Another thing he said that I really liked is he said he, with new partners, he always asks for consent or at least lets them know before any insertion, before a finger or penis in any orifice, because that's a jarring thing. And the other thing he said that, which I loved, he goes, is, and that's, he encourages men to experiment with anal play for the very reason of becoming more understanding of what it is like to be penetrated. And that the intimacy and of that experience is something that men do not experience when they penetrate. And so if you can get an appreciation and an empathy of how significant that can be, then you can, adjust and be more present with your lover. And I thought that was a really cool, like, it had not occurred to me that, sure, yeah, okay, a little heads up, incoming, whatever you want to say. I guess, the main thing to if it wasn't clear, I don't know how to be good at sex, but there are certain principles that make way for a beautiful experience involving intimacy. And so if you focus on things like the mood and your trust and your comfort and your connection and your communication, then as you're dancing, you will feel in and out of the what your body and the partner's body can do together, and you can, you ever dance to the point where you're just like in a trance and you're like, next thing you know, it's 3 hours later and you're covered in sweat. That's how you want your sex to be. Not your techniques, not your electric slide moves. You want to just be like, woo, ecstatic dancing with another person and be sweaty and blissful and divine somewhere in the middle and during and after. So, may that help you. If it helps you, disregard it if it does not. I hope your sex is magical and divine and transcendent. And I hope we get to have sex sometime too. With communication, of course. Have a beautiful day. I love you. If you enjoy these transmissions, do me a huge favor and share them. Give them a thumbs up, give them a like. Let people know that this is worth listening to. It would make a big difference in my life. Or join my email list and get to know all the new things that happen, including when my next round of coaching will start at list.hugnation.com. Actually, just search Hug Nation. You can find my YouTube channel, find my iTunes, all the good stuff. I love you. If you would like to go deep with me, I lead a small group of people on a 3-month journey several times during the year. The next one is coming up soon. So if you want to join me on the pink path, reach out and let's have a conversation and see if this is something that we should do together. Otherwise, Hug Nation live every Monday on Facebook. The archives go on YouTube, and the audio is on iTunes and Stitcher. I love you. Thanks for being you.